This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said it's highly likely the U.S. government would run out of resources to meet all the government's obligations in early June and possibly as early as June 1st. Yellen's comments, delivered remotely to the Wall Street Journal CEO Council Summit in London, come as the negotiations have locked on a classic problem that has vexed, divided, and disrupted Washington before. Republicans led by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy want to roll back federal government spending, while President Joe Biden and other Democrats do not. Here's McCarthy at a news conference earlier Wednesday.
So I just think it's common sense, it's reasonable, and it's rational that we spend less next year than we spend this year.
The political standoff is edging the country closer to a crisis, roiling financial markets and threatening the global economy. Russia alleges that dozens of Ukrainian militants crossed into one of its border towns in its Belgorod region, striking targets and forcing an evacuation before more than 70 of the attackers were killed or pushed back by what the authorities termed a counter-terrorism operation. But one of the groups claiming responsibility for the strike, the Russian Volunteer Corps, denied Wednesday it had lost any men in what it called a peacekeeping mission.
People of Belgorod region are too tired from Putin's war. We destroy Russian military forces and try to bring peace on Ukrainian and Russian land.
They said while they coordinated their actions with Ukraine, their actions were their own. The UN's human rights chief on Wednesday warned there had been deeply troubling reports of sexual violence in Sudan since fighting erupted between two rival generals in the country. Sudan has descended into chaos after the fighting started in mid-April. This is VOA News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to launch his much-anticipated White House bid in an unusual and perhaps unprecedented way, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Two people with knowledge of his plan say Ron DeSantis will announce his campaign during a Twitter Spaces audio event with Elon Musk. DeSantis is seen as Donald Trump's leading rival for the GOP nomination, and this move has him again taking a page from the Trump playbook. The ex-president used social media to dominate his 2016 rivals. DeSantis has long been expected to join the field, but the timing of his announcement had been kept secret. GOP Senator Tim Scott announced his own bid this week, painting himself as an optimistic alternative to both DeSantis and Trump. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of Iran's nuclear program is insisting that his nation will cooperate with international inspectors on any new activities regarding its nuclear sector. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Wednesday's comments by Mohammad Eslami of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran follow a report this week by the Associated Press outlining how the under-construction tunnel system deep under a mountain near Iran's nuclear enrichment facility are likely beyond the range of a last-ditch U.S. weapon designed to destroy such sites. That sparked wider conversation across the Middle East about the construction. Israel's National Security Advisor saying Tuesday the site would not be immune from attack even if its death put it out of range of American airstrikes. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Wednesday marks 1 year since a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers inside a fourth grade classroom in Uvalde in the U.S. state of Texas. In an AP interview, Uvalde County Commissioner Ronald Garza says the community is trying to be strong.
I don't know if we've gotten past that sadness, right? That somberness. But we're inching.
Meanwhile, a criminal investigation over the hesitant police response to the mass shooting is still ongoing 1 year later. A 95-year-old woman who was tasered by a police officer in her Australian care home died in the hospital Wednesday, the New South Wales police force said. They say the grandmother with dementia was tasered by the officer after staff found her holding a knife outside her room last Wednesday. The force said it had launched an investigation. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.